Cosmetic surgery changes the outside. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Cosmetic surgery changes the outside. The medical profession for eons of time has taught that it's what goes on inside the body that makes the difference. And the outside is a reflection of what's going on inside the body. Research has shown that babies have within them all of the organisms, all of the enzymes, and all of the things that are necessary for a healthy body. And these conditions exist and reiterate themselves as necessary to maintain that healthy state of the body. The body creates fluids and creates all sorts of things to maintain the body in a beautiful status. The eyes, ear, nose, and throat, and all of the organs and actions and functions of the body are maintained in a beautiful attitude, in a beautiful way, by the body itself. The body produces the vitamins, the minerals, it produces all of the things necessary for the body to function in a perfect way. And of course, the body is an outward reflection of what that inward functioning is. And so the body of a child, generally speaking, is quite excellent, quite beautiful. The skin is supple and lovely. The eyes are clear and sharp. The vision is beautiful. The hearing, every aspect, every organ, action, function of a child's body is beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And it maintains itself. And then as time goes on, we have the tendency to put things into our body which cause our body to think that it doesn't have to produce certain chemicals and certain things that are necessary for a perfect body. And some of these things may give it the wrong point of view and may tell it to shut off the production of certain fluids in the body, certain chemicals, certain vitamins, what have you. And so thereby we need to give ourselves these things from the outside. And because we need to give ourselves these things from the outside, then we have it in an imperfect ratio of whatever is needed. The body forms itself in its perfect way, giving itself exactly what it needs, giving itself the tincture of this or that, not more than it needs nor less, but just the right amount. But as we give ourselves things from the outside and make ourselves accustomed to things from the outside, then we give ourselves an imperfect ratio. Now, in giving ourselves this imperfect ratio, the outer body reflects that imperfect ratio. And the skin no longer is ideal and perfect. The eyes no longer see in magnificence. The ears no longer hear in magnificence. The ability of the body to function as an organism that is a healthy home for your being changes. And so we attempt to remedy this with cosmetic surgery by bringing things into place again. We attempt to liposuction away the fat. We attempt to do all sorts of things. We can name them by the thousand. And what is it that we're doing? All we're doing is changing the outside. We haven't changed that inside. Is there any possibility that we could ever go back to our original purity and integrity as a little child, with that perfect producing body, with this ideal organism doing the work that it does in its ideal form and maintaining our body in its peak of perfection? Well, it would seem like once we blew it, we blew it. And of course, if that is the attitude of mind we have, then we have blown it. But if the attitude of mind is, now is the acceptable time for me to do whatever I want to do. The cosmetic surgery is not going to change the inner organs. It's not going to change the manufacturing plant within my body to bring about all the things that I find necessary or that my body finds necessary to function at peak performance. There's only one thing that can bring this about. It's not a matter of a God that's going to come in and take over all these things and put them in right order. It's not a matter of taking pills. It's not a matter of of changing our diet. It's all a matter of, perhaps changing the diet is a good word for it, changing our mental diet. And our mental diet has been saying to us, we need outer to take care of the inner. Now, let's turn that mental diet around and say, we need the inner to take care of all. We need the inner to take care of all. Now, do you know what amount of chemicals are necessary to have your body function perfectly? Science is doing research on this, and they're learning new things all the time. Do you know what chemicals are necessary to make your body function to its peak? Well, you don't. So, all you can do is say, fill her up. Oh, fill it up with what? I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal, spirit, mind, and body. All is in divine order. I am in divine order. Well, these are statements we've been using for a long time. Yes, that's true. And the more we use these statements, the more we practice these statements, the more we put these statements to work in our life, the more these statements become revealed in our being. If you will take a dog and you'll pet him and you'll coo to him and say, you're wonderful, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, he'll wag his tail and he'll indicate he's happy. And he is happy. And the dog will come and put his feet, he'll put his nose on your feet, he'll lay his head on your legs, he will try to get into your lap, he will try to be close to you because you understand him. You are speaking kindly about him. And his whole charisma is flowing harmoniously in your direction, saying, you're nice, I like you. And this is what we can do to our body. Our body certainly is equivalent to anything a dog could be and more. So if we say to our body, oh, you're nice. If we would pet our body, if we would give ourselves the energy massage where we take our fingertips and just gently ride over our entire body and not without touching it, just feeling the energy transference between our body and our fingertips and say, I like me, 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 and go over this once, twice, three times a day as often as possible. And as you do that, you will find that before long, your body will respond to a different set of rules, a different set of programming than it had before. Now, we don't find it unusual to practice singing, to practice playing the piano, to practice any art that we'd like to learn, even the normal school reading, writing, and arithmetic, and learning English. We don't find that unusual that we practice saying, I like me. Instead, I like me. And you see, we learn to articulate. We learn to speak carefully and precisely. We learn to speak lovingly, and we learn to speak influentially, where we can influence our thinking, our mind, and our world with positive statements. And you see, then, whereas cosmetic surgery can only affect the outside, this type of activity that we are doing is changing the inside, changing our attitude about our inner self. And as we change our attitude about our inner self changes, and beautiful things start taking place in our life. I have seen this happen in so many cases, in so many instances. I work with so many people all over the world, and as I work with these people, some of them grab on to what I say because they think that I'm some great guru and I'm some great intelligent being, and so they follow what I say, and then they have magic taking place in their life, and then they know that I'm a great guru and I'm a great, fantastic guy. But they are too. But you see, others, they don't take what I say, and they don't do as I suggest, and then they think I'm just an ordinary Joe, and they're right. For them, I'm just an ordinary Joe. If you take your greatest operatic teacher in the world who teaches opera to people and helps them develop their voices to come right out of the solar plexus and really roar out in its power and beauty and majesty without straining themselves, and you see this great operatic teacher teaching student after student after student to accomplish this and to achieve this. The student comes to the teacher, and the teacher says, now here is what you do. Now you go home and practice. The student, teacher doesn't say, now practice in front of me. The student comes back from having practice, and the teacher says, okay, now let us see what you have practiced. And then every time the student returns after having been home practicing for the week and comes back to the teacher, the student is far superior to what they were the week before. Just the week before. And as the time goes on, the majesty of following the great teacher's directions and suggestions and program to accomplish the ability to be a great operatic singer manifests itself in their life. Cosmetic surgery is good for the outside. Now, how do we get from the inside to the outside? We constantly make these statements. We constantly follow the directions that we're given. If you go to a teacher and ask him to teach you anything, then follow what that teacher says, or go to a different teacher. But whatever teacher you finally select as your role model or your director or your guide on your path of learning or revealing yourself, follow what they say. Follow it to the letter. I've been giving directions to the monks on campus here about balancing and about being in balance and about being able to accomplish great things. And I make simple suggestions of what they should do. Well, now, the suggestions do appear a bit silly, because I suggest that each time they get up from the table, each time they get out of bed, each time they get up from any sitting position or whatever, that they first take their one leg and they move it purposely from left to right, from the knee down, from left to right 1 to 10 times, and then they do the other leg from left to right for 1 to 10 times. And I say, do this and you will watch the magic of balance be in your world. And they don't do it. And they walk around with their back bent, and they walk around with their head looking at the floor. They walk around being absolutely outrageous. And they wonder, they say, well, that doesn't work for me. I can't do it. Oh, no, you're not practicing it. You'll never learn the piano if you don't sit down and play at it. And so when you get up and people look at you and they say, oh, isn't she silly doing that? you don't care. If you are practicing the piano and people say, isn't she silly practicing the piano? She thinks she can play the piano. She thinks she can play the piano. Isn't that stupid? Isn't that silly? Ha, 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 ha. And they laughed when I sat down at the piano. You know, you've heard that statement. And then he began to play. And he had been practicing. He had been preparing himself. He had made his presentation, and he made it beautifully. Yes? Whatever it is that you choose to be told to practice, you are then ready to practice it and benefit from its wonderful gift. And if we will start loving our body from the inside out, we love it from the outside because that's where we are operating. And so we give ourselves the energy massage, or we speak to ourselves and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And we do this, 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 and we think to ourselves, oh, what a silly person I am. Oh, what a silly person I am. And going around saying, I like me, I like me. And then, little by little, we develop a charisma within ourselves, a charisma of I like me. And that charisma becomes so spectacular that wherever we go, people look at us and they say, gee, that person must be quite something. I can feel their vibrations all the way over here, and they haven't even said a word. Isn't that true? Yes. When you are liking yourself, when you are totally home with yourself, happy with yourself, when you are organized within yourself, when the surgery is not cosmetic surgery, but cosmic surgery, but it is the internal surgery, the surgery that is turning over the old ideas in you and putting in new ideas, and putting in the new ideas of I like me, putting in the new ideas that I'm whole and perfect, putting in the new ideas I am divine. And then that charisma just sparkles out of you. And charisma just sparkles out of you. Charisma just sparkles out of you. And your skin starts to glow with the freshness. Your eyes start to see with the purity. Your ears start to hear with the delight. And on to every organ action of your body. Yes. Are you a joke? Or are you a sincere student of your highest and your best? And if you're a sincere student of your highest and your best, you won't care if people laugh at you while you're in your training session, while you're in your statement session, while you're in your affirmation session. Because you're not doing it for anybody else. If they hear you and follow you, fine. But you're doing it for yourself. And when you do it for yourself, then the outer reflects that inner beauty, that inner charisma, that inner you, which is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic. Come. Speak your word and claim the truth that you are right now, because you're just absolutely fantastic. And you don't need that cosmetic surgery to change the outside. You use the cosmic surgery that changes the inside. And it changes the inside not because it's changing it from or to something that it's not. It's merely revealing what is there. It's revealing the wholeness and the purity that is there. If you had a sliver in your finger, you would pop the sliver out, and then the finger heals itself beautifully. But so long as that sliver is in your finger is going to do some unkind things to you. But the moment you pop it out and you return to your original purity and integrity. Then the magic of who you are, of who I am, shines forth more beautifully than I could ever have imagined. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.